This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Jeremiah Jensen, back together again for the first time. Now, look, it feels like I'm just glad to be back in the chair. Feels good. Feels normal. I got to get back into a routine, being back to the office. And apparently while I was gone, look, you could have the thing where the world melts down, JJ. Instead, everything just got better while I was gone.
Amazing.
So there you go. I mean, how long did we have those seances here in the studio to try to get another sports team here?
All you had to do was go on vacation.
I know. Hey.
It's like Hans' joke during the break. Shows. Like, hey,
we should go
you
back
need
out
take
again.
Another three weeks so we can get an NFL
Let's go.
Team.
You know what? That's the kind of sacrifice I'm willing to make. You just tell me when. I'll book a flight.
Company guy right here. Team player.
Joining us on the program right now, Travis Yost from TSN. You could go read his work there, get the download of anything that has anything to do. I tell everybody all the time, TSN is where it's at, man, when you try to get that hockey update. Of course, it's the sports network up there in Canada, and that's where you're going to get all your info. And that's why we go to Travis to try to give us the down low on everything that's going on. Travis, thanks for joining the program.
Anytime, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're so dang excited. I mean, you know, at some point, if you were to tell us a couple of years ago, is a hockey team going to be here? Is a Major League Baseball team going to be here? After the NBA team, of course, which one would come first? And I think most people would say, yeah, probably baseball. You know, we have a little bit more of an appetite for that. I think the speed at which this all happened and went down has amazed all of us. When did you really start to get the idea and the notion that Salt Lake was not just going to be a rumor city for the possibility of the relocation of Phoenix, but really something that we've come to know already now that Ryan and Ashley Smith were dead serious about it?
Yeah, I think it was around – it's a great question, and I think it was around December and January. And I started – front-running might be a little strong, but certainly publicizing to some degree the NHL's real interest in Salt Lake City, not as a theoretical market, but – as a two-pronged initiative. One, as a safe haven of sorts to solve what is the SS Titanic down in Phoenix with the Coyotes organization. The second piece was, I think incrementally, and I think, and I wrote about this quite a bit, I think the Vegas expansion and how incredibly successful that has been, and I know Vegas is a very unique city in that respect, but I think those two things combined, along with the fact that they have a temporary housing facility here at the Delta Center that's obviously going to get refurbed, I think the NHL started piecing this together right around the winter of the 2023-2024 season. And that was coupled with, I would say, exceptionally increasing bearishness over what the Coyotes could play out of. They were slated to play out of Arizona State's College Arena at least until 2027. I don't think they would admit this, and I still don't think they will admit this, and maybe that's contractually binding. I think there's skepticism that the ownership group there, I know they've brokered a deal to bring a team back at some point in the future in Phoenix. I think there's real skepticism about the ownership group. I think there's definite skepticism about where they were going to live and play for the next 3-4 years. And I think the last kind of domino effect, once you knew, and you knew by December, January, that Salt Lake was on a very short list of potential cities for the NHL, I think the NHL started doing some math. And I know that they've wanted for quite some time to expand to Houston. That is like the one remaining market that they absolutely are, you know, critically want to be in. And then it was always, well, does Salt Lake make sense? Does Atlanta V2 make sense? Does Quebec City make sense? That's kind of always been in the background, but I think the NHL figured, okay, we've got easy regional relief by moving the Coyotes to Salt Lake. We are killing effectively two birds with one stone because we're solving the Coyotes' 15-year problem. We're invigorating a new market that flat out, I think, is going to work beautifully for the league. And on top of that, we keep Houston kind of in the back pocket for the inevitable expansion there. So I think this has – it took probably two decades too long, but I think this has become a true win-win for the NHL. And I think actually, you know, the differentiating factor is I think Salt Lake, the city proper and the county proper, are ready for a team now in a way they may not have been 10, 15 years ago.
There's no doubt about that, and I think the season ticket deposits within just ever since Friday just is proof of that. How much excitement there is for this to happen. You mentioned that you think that Salt Lake will work. I'd love to dig into that a little bit more. Why do you think the Utah market is going to work for NHL hockey?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So I moved, you know, I wrote about this last week, and I appreciate TSN. I'm like their American import up there. I moved to Salt Lake a couple years ago, and my visceral reaction, having lived here for a few months, I spent the last 10 years or so in Vegas or thereabouts, and I know the cities could not be polar opposites more from one another, and yet there are a ton of similarities when it comes to the business landscape, the sports landscape, the economic boom that both cities are realizing right now. When I look at Salt Lake, I saw effectively the Vegas market about 2010, 2015, which was explosively growing with a very strong backstopping economy. And again, a lot of the other bullets in the chamber are positives, right? In Vegas, just like Salt Lake, you've got an ownership group that not only has the capital to fund a team, but they're aggressive in doing so, or they portend to be aggressive in doing so. You have Salt Lake is an ultimate winter sports city. I joked to, you know, even for people up in Canada, you live in Toronto, it could be a foreign concept. The point I made was, like, it could be snowing on opening day. It could be snowing game 82. It could be snowing in the playoffs. Like, it is a true bona fide winter city in Salt Lake. And the other piece, too, is I think one of the big concerns for many, many years with Salt Lake was really the population density and what, especially with the NHL, which is such a heavily gate revenue-driven league, I think there were some concerns about, does it have the population base to support a team? And the Jazz have been religiously supported, no pun intended, for many, many decades, whether good team, bad team, all teams in between. I think the NHL was left very confident that you've got a sports-crazy town that's going to get behind this. Obviously, to your point, the season ticket numbers have been incredible, just like they were when Vegas announced their expansion program. And most importantly, like, it cannot be lost. A lot of this is in relativity, right? It's a gate revenue-driven league, and you hear the concerns about, oh, they may only sit 13,000, 14,000. Well, newsflash, the MTS Center in Winnipeg only sits 15,000. And in relativity, Mullet Arena was capped at 5,000 people, and in some nights it was a struggle to get 5,000 in Phoenix because of how much goodwill that organization had burned down. It's not to say that this is going to be, you know, a slam dunk, easy breezy. Everything is, I mean, you're talking about a 6-month max relocation effort by the league. This is an all hands on deck scenario. I would not be surprised to see an extended road trip for this team to start the year to give them more time on any updoings for the arena. Most of the indicators, the economics of the area, the population growth, the fact that a lot of the growth in this country is in the South and the Southwest, those are all positives to the NHL, and it's a very similar reason why they're so interested in places like Houston as well.
Travis Yale's joining us. TSN is who he covers hockey with, and it's all across the league. Everything, of course, is I think people here, we've had minor league hockey. I mean, absolutely. I've told people this a cajillion times, too. I was living in Dallas when the North Stars moved from Minnesota to Dallas. And I remember as a kid going, "Are we? There's no way we're a hockey team. This is freaking Texas, man. This is DFW. And it blew up immediately. Like, everybody got the entire youth hockey programs across the Metroplex and everything, it just blew up. And it wasn't just because it was something new. It was because fans were just excited to get to understand what the game was about. And I think that's part of it, too, is Ryan and Ashley Smith are not interested at all in being just, a placeholder or a little bit better than the ownership group down there in Phoenix. They want to do their own thing. They want to have and kind of blaze their own trail and not just be an okay team, but really start to win. And so I think that's the aspect that people really enjoy, too, is the idea that this team could win in the next couple of years. I'm not saying win necessarily the Stanley Cup, but I think certainly before, until people understand what playoff hockey looks like in the NHL, like until it comes here, we're not going to really understand it. So draw a picture of this team, this Arizona Coyotes team as it was last year, over the last couple of years. And with, it's not just, I mean, you're seeing the so many people coming up with the team, obviously, and from that organization. Draw us a picture, Travis, of what this team can do in the next couple of years.
Oh, I'll hit a few notes there. Number one, you hit an important one. They are not taking over the Coyotes of 2015, 2016, 2017. For as much as that organization self-sabotaged and underfunded that roster really for 10, 15 years, the one thing they have done in recent years is make a ridiculously concerted effort, in part to be as let's say fiscally prudent. I was going to use a different word. Fiscally prudent as possible. But the team is just reaming and has been for a few years with very young players, many of which are capable, many of which were taken very high in the draft. And, you know, guys like Clayton Keller are fixtures across the NHL. Everyone knows Clayton Keller, but the rest of that lineup is ripe with 19 to 24-year-old players who are really on the upwards trajectory. And you don't have to take my words for it. Like, go look at how competitive the Coyotes were this season, especially the last 3-4 months of the regular season relative to what they had done in the 5 years prior, right? It's easy to, you know, a Coyotes fan doesn't want to hear that when you miss the playoffs by 10, 15 points. But this was a very competitive team. This was not a bad team. They missed the playoff cut line by a fair bit, but they have a very young, promising roster. Most importantly, in a very hard cap league, they have very little financial liabilities on the balance sheet. In fact, the Coyotes are pretty notorious for housing bad contracts and getting paid in the way of draft picks and prospects to take those bad contracts on from other teams. Said another way, in a hard cap league where you truly cannot spend, you know, in excess of 84, 85, whatever the cap limit is set at, the Coyotes have the financial flexibility to spend like immediately and to a significant degree. Do I expect the Smith ownership group and the front office to go out and land 3 of the 5 biggest fish this summer? Probably not. I think they've got a lot of leverage, number one, but number two, more importantly, I think they want to see with this roster for what it is and what it is not, and tinker with maybe a year two effort to kind of go around market and see what they can add. But there is just an awful light. This is a team on a massive upswing, and that's not hype, right? Like, that's just the reality of when you have very little damage in contracts, a team loaded with young players, and most of those young players were the ones outperforming just this season in Phoenix. Those are really promising indicators. The other piece that I would emphasize, and you said it, and I cannot encourage this enough. Put on a playoff game. What, tonight, you're going to watch Dallas Stars, Vegas Golden Knights. That's game one, speaking of Dallas. That could, in another world, be a Stanley Cup caliber preview. It's being played in the first round. It's some of the most exciting hockey you're going to watch. I've long argued that the first, second rounds of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are some of the best things across all four major sports. Please, if you want to get a little early excitement, turn on a couple of the games tonight, and you will be left jaw on the ground. Last thing, and most importantly, because you hit on it, and I think it is the one issue in Salt Lake, especially when it comes to hockey. The youth hockey is minimal to non-existent, as you pointed out. It was 30 years ago in Dallas. It was 20 years ago in Phoenix. There's going to be a lot of effort, and it's going to take a lot of time to build that grassroots youth program all the way up. But if you don't think it can be done, and this is kind of the sad part of the Phoenix saga, look around the league at how many players are in the NHL now from the Phoenix area. In the Maple Leafs organization alone, you have the leading goal scorer, Austin Matthews, from Phoenix, with the winger from Scottsdale on the same line for a playoff team. So this will happen. It will just take a lot of time, and it takes a lot of effort and initiative, but the Smiths seem committed to it.
That's all exciting. I could not agree with you more on that Dallas Stars Golden Knights series. It's going to be awesome. I think the TV ratings are going to go way up in this market during the Stanley Cup playoffs, because the reality is, in 1 year, this Utah franchise, whatever it's named, could actually be participating and competing for Lord Stanley's Cup, which absolutely blows our minds. It's so awesome. Last one for you, Travis. Have you been able to gauge reaction around the league and league circles about the addition of Utah? How do people that cover the league, that work in the league, that follow the league, feel about this addition?
I think it's two things. I think the first, my visceral response is a massive sigh of relief, because to a man or woman, they saw Phoenix as completely and wholly untenable, and they are finding immediate relief. And by the way, it should not be lost in this conversation, back to your original question about timing and when we started to realize that Salt Lake had a real chance to win a team. One of the things that I think pushed us over the goal line was the new head of the Players Association basically saying it would be flat out unacceptable to continue having players play in this rinky-dink college arena in Phoenix for an extended period of time. And I think the NHL, who has taken many, many lumps over the Coyotes saga, I think that was a bullet that actually hit a critical part of the body for the NHL. And I think that shifted the mentality. I think the other thing, and it goes back to the Vegas point, and it also goes back to the Avalanche too specifically, the NHL by and large has had a lot of success building these Sun Belt and Southern markets. Like, you guys probably remember this, 10, 15 years ago, this was a very hotly debated subject about the financial wherewithal of and really long-term capability of these franchises. Phoenix is more lately than, at least over the last decade, Phoenix is looking like an exception to the rule, not the rule. And the reason why I say that, Carolina's been a big win for the league. Vegas has been the best business decision they've made in two decades. Nashville is in the playoffs. Their fan base is rabid. That is an absolute bona fide hockey town. San Jose and Los Angeles speak for themselves. Tampa Bay, repeat Stanley Cups. Tampa Bay is an all-time hockey town. The only two organizations where you kind of point and look and say, not so great, Phoenix disaster. Again, like I said, exception to the rule. Anaheim hasn't been great, but then again, you're kind of you got two markets there, right? Between Anaheim and LA, you're kind of eating in the market share of one another. Said another way, I think it goes to the general macro sentiment. The league over time has realized that most of their growth effort in the Southern United States and the Southwest United States has worked, and in large part, it's because where this country has shifted, right? A lot of people moving south, a lot of people moving west, and when you get transplants, especially transplants coming from those northeast cities, like myself, I'm a former New Yorker, right? Like, we grew up with hockey, and now hockey is kind of going, if not globally, it's certainly hitting all parts of North America at this point, right? And you'd like to see a little more push south, but I think the league, like I said, I think the league sees massive sigh of relief, finally ending the Coyote saga, and very encouraged by Utah. Like I said, I think if there's one concern, it's not about how this team will do in the first few years here. I think it's going to do fantastic. I do think what the NHL is going to be watching a little more closely is that 3 to 5 year effort to stand up youth hockey programs and the stuff that really underpins permanent growth and permanent longevity in these cities. I think that's what the league's going to be watching, and I think it's incumbent on the city, the counties, to kind of rally behind that.
Travis Yost, it's just an easy follow on Twitter or on X, I guess. Travis Yost, at Travis Yost, easy enough. TSN.ca is where you can find his byline as well. Travis, you're going to hold our hands through this whole thing like many of the other hockey media guys who we've been able to get to know, guys and gals who are helping us understand a little bit more about the game, and we're happy to have it. Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Anytime, guys. Thank you guys a ton.
You bet.
There you go, Travis Yost. Boy, you hear these guys. Look, when they're covering it day in and day out, and they're as excited as they are about it, and they know how much this franchise needed a boost, and that these are the perfect owners to be able to boost them up. It's awesome to hear.
This is such a home run for the NHL, and it's a home run for us, so it's a win-win, right?
Yeah, love absolutely. It. ESPN, by the way, you can watch all the hockey you can handle tonight, man, on NHL playoffs.
They were awesome last night. If you guys weren't watching, like, the Winnipeg in Colorado, the final was 8-7.
No.
Just nuts, right? No, 7-6. It was nuts. And the Vancouver game last night, they're great. It's great. Yeah. Like Travis said, watch the first two rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs in preparation for having our own team, and you'll be hooked. It's going to be a blast.
Take a break here. We'll come back. Stay with us. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.